Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Did you know that dogs aren't able to operate MRI machines, but cats can? Okay, seriously. We humans have invented some incredible devices, but some amazing animals have been using advanced technology much longer than we have. The invention of sonar was revolutionary in naval warfare and navigation, but bats, whales, and dolphins have been using sonar for eons. In order to navigate at night, a bat lets out 190 precisely calibrated clicks per second, beyond the range of human hearing. As the bat's ears pick up the echoes, its brain translates these echoes into a precise image of the world around them. In essence, bats are using sound to see. Go ahead and try this when you're stumbling around your house at night. One species of horn-tailed wasp has two needles on its back end. Some say that needles are scary. I guess they have a point. But these are tiny drill bits used to drill into a tree where the wasp deposits its young. If you've used a drill, you know you've got to put some weight behind it. But the horntail doesn't have enough body weight to drill into a tree, so these twin drills work in tandem, pushing off and reinforcing each other like a zipper. Scientists are studying the horntail wasp in order to design drills that work in low-gravity environments, like Mars and the Moon. Then there's geckos. You've seen them. But did you know the gecko was designed to use nanotechnology to build the perfect adhesive? Let me explain. For millennia, humans have been astounded by a gecko's ability to walk up walls, cling to ceilings, and stick to even the smoothest surfaces. They don't have sharp claws or adhesives or suction cups, but a gecko can support its entire body weight on a wall with a single toe. How? If you look at the bottom of a gecko's foot, the gecko probably won't like it. But if you find a cooperative gecko, you'll notice its foot pads are covered in scales. And if you put those scales under a microscope, you'll see clusters of tiny hairs, much thinner than a human hair. Look closely at one of these hairs and you'll find a terrible case of split ends, with up to 1,000 nanotips splitting off a single hair. These nanotips are called setae, and one gecko can have up to 2 billion of them. The setae are so tiny that they are able to make contact with a surface with molecules of the gecko's feet directly interacting with the molecules of what they're climbing on. Because of this incredible nanotech, a gecko can stick to a surface that is completely smooth down to the molecular level. You say it. And gecko feet never lose their stickiness. But how does this lizard wizard let go? Good question. The tips of the setae are shaped like tiny spatulas. The stickiness of the setae engages when the spatula lays flat on a surface. When the gecko moves its foot forward, it lifts the tiny spatulas up at one side, like lifting the edge of a suction cup, and the setae disengage. Incredible. Scientists are studying gecko feet to come up with synthetic adhesives that never lose their stickiness. Maybe you say, I never trusted lizards right from the gecko. But you can now buy gecko tape, with the bottom covered in nano hairs that mimic the setae on a gecko's foot. Shouldn't God get royalties from the gecko tape people? Learning about geckos and bats and wasps, I'm confused that anyone could believe these amazing animals just evolved due to random forces. I'm amazed at a creator who could engineer something as incredible as a gecko's foot. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.